Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And Sadie Waldo is a Kellyer High School student who is passionate about sustainability, and she is always game for a challenge. To that, she and a couple of her classmates from Kellyer High School entered the District Energy Sustainability Video Contest this spring, and they created a video about how their school is making an impact on sustainability and the environment. And her team's film ended up in the top three finalists. And this past Saturday, they found out they actually won the entire competition, and that garnered a $5,000 gift for Kellyer High School. And she's here to talk about her project. Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning.
Thanks for getting up and talking to us this morning. So tell us about the film you created.
Okay, so my project was an informative video about the awareness of invasive species. So basically, our goal was to educate people about the species that are in our lakes and to inform them about what they can do personally to prevent the spread of them.
Okay. So how did you decide on that topic?
So not only did we think our topic really related to Minnesota, but our Fab Lab had been previously helping with the DNR with 3D printing models of invasive species. They even created a game about them as well. So we had, you know, the tools and information we needed to create the video. So I'd say we had just a little head start.
That's awesome. Why are you so passionate about invasive species?
So my family owns a resort on Upper Red Lake called Westwind. So clean lakes and rivers are important to us because with the spread of invasive species, it would significantly hurt our business. And I've also just grown up fishing and swimming in the lakes, and I would like other generations to be able to experience the fun times that I've had. So that's why my project is important to me.
Yeah, so I've seen the video, and it's incredible. And it's available online if people want to watch. I will link it. I'll link to the video in the online story of this interview. But I saw some drone footage that was incredible, and I saw some special effects that I could not have ever figured out how to do if I was going to edit a video. Could you talk a little bit about what all went into this thing?
Yeah, so Jordan Ufford and Dorian Prentice did the special effects. I don't really know too much on that. They did an incredible job and did that. For the footage, I actually woke up five one morning before school, and I went and got all the drone shots and all that. So that's basically that.
Okay. And then you did a lot of talking. Did you write the script?
Yes. I had a lot of help from the team, but we all worked on it together.
What was the time frame? How long were you working? How long did it take to put this thing together?
We had about, I would say, 3 weeks. So we didn't have much time, but I feel like with the time that we had, you know, our team did really great.
Obviously, you guys won. You did great. So what did you think? So you send it off. You're entering this competition. Was it statewide? There were schools from all over the state that submitted videos?
Yep.
Okay, so
yep.
What did you think when you sent it off into the world?
You know, I had no idea. Like, I didn't know that we would be the top three. I thought there was going to be a lot of competition out there because it was statewide, and I knew that, you know, we were from a small school, and I wasn't sure what totally was going to happen, but, you know, everything worked out, and we did a good job, so
you
I'm
sure did.
Really excited.
Yeah, so you got to go, this district energy company,
yep.
They sent you to St. Paul, to a Saints game or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us what happened. Tell us about that trip.
So basically, we arrived at the Saints game, and they brought us in. They gave us our seats, you know, and then they told us to meet down by the guest services where we went down to the field, and they instructed us, and they told us what was going to be happening, and then we ended up going out on the field, and they played a video on the Jumbotron that basically talked about district energy and all that. And then they announced the winner on the board or on the Jumbotron, and it said Kellyer Public School. and that was super exciting and such a crazy feeling. It was,
yeah, because you didn't know. And it was
yeah, no.
Teams from the top three finalists were all at the game. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So then you won, and you got to send out. You got to throw the first pitch at the game.
I did. It didn't go as great as I would have hoped, but you know, I mean, it made it to the catcher. So.
I watched it online. It looked great to me. It was better than anything I could have thrown. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, and I'm going to keep my eye on you because I know one of your teachers. I know that you seem to always be up for a challenge and that you just go for it every time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So congratulations on all your hard work. And I look forward to kind of watching what you're going to do in the future.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. And congratulations to the entire team. And I know your teachers were supportive too. So kudos to all the teachers up at Kellyer and to you and your team.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Sadie.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye. That is Sadie Waldo. She is proof. She and her teammates are proof that you can make a big difference even when you're from a tiny little northern town. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.